Patient name, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. Date of birth, 1/13/89. Provider, Corrine Castrol, C-A-R-R-E-E-N, C-A-S-T-R-O-L-L, P-M-H, N-P, comma, B-C. Appointment start time, 1/30/2024, 5:30 p.m. Appointment end time, 1/30/2024, 6:30 p.m. Duration, 60 minutes. Primary code, 99205. Chief complaint, severe anxiety and depression, and for an ADHD evaluation. Period. Everything has gotten worse in the past 2 years. Period, unquote. The patient is a 35-year-old single Caucasian male who presents for treatment of anxiety and depression and for an evaluation for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Onset of his illness began at around age 10. He hasn't seen a psychiatrist in about 16 years. He stated that in the past 2 years, his symptoms became worse. He stated his mood can change without any outside influence. It can even change in a day from depressed to normal. He stated he has a very pessimistic attitude in general, period. He gets adequate sleep, period. On the average, he sleeps 7.5 hours per night without interruption. There's no initial, middle, or terminal insomnia. His weight has been unchanged. He stated his appetite is poor. He uses cannabis to help his appetite. He also stated that it helps him sleep. The patient generally avoids people, social interactions, and activities. He stated he basically goes through the motions. He does have pleasure in interacting with his dog. The patient expresses worthlessness and guilt for choices he made in his life. He expresses some degree of hopelessness and helplessness and wanting to give up. This is a passive suicidal ideation. He denies active suicidal ideation. Patient stated, quote, "I don't want to inflict harm on myself," unquote. The patient does admit that he had suicidal ideations in the past, but was hospitalized for it as a young preteen. The patient feels slow in his motor movements. He also states that when he gets anxious, he gets shaky. There is a visible, mild, fine hand tremor. The patient reports difficulty concentrating. He stated that his work is a huge contributor to his anxiety. Anxiety at time of interview was described as a 5 or 6 out of 10, with 10 being the worst anxiety. He stated he has catastrophic thinking. He worries, he's tense, and is often shaky. He stated there are attacks of anxiety in which he feels like he is a balloon about to pop. He stated he gets headaches and becomes shaky and his stomach turns. In those moments, he has to lie down. These occur usually in response to frustration. They do not appear to be panic attacks because they are in response to a situation. There are no respiratory or cardiac symptoms associated. Situations that prompt this also include not wanting to do something and people yelling at him. He generally doesn't feel comfortable around people, although he is in a job which serves the public. The patient doesn't feel a connection to people. He feels the majority of people bring him down. He reports being shy most of his life. He avoids social situations. He avoids going to stores. He does have a girlfriend. He has few friends. He does not feel that he is able to seek out support of his mother. He stated he feels quite the opposite. He is able to tell his girlfriend what's going on, and she is aware of his seeking help. The patient reports no obsessions or compulsions. He does need routines in his life. He stated that he is often overly apologetic or grateful to people, saying thank you all the time. He denies violent thoughts. He denies ever having psychotic symptoms. As far as his symptoms of ADHD, the patient reports that he has difficulty with concentration and focus. If he has to do a task that is greater than 5 to 10 minutes, he will procrastinate and give up. He tends to do multiple things at once and doesn't finish any of them. He loses interest easily. He is hyper aware when doing something that he is interested in, but loses interest quickly. He is easily distracted by environmental stimuli. He stated that his girlfriend and acquaintances notice that he loses interest and is distracted. The patient stated that it's hard for him to sit in meetings. He tends to finish other people's sentences. He stated he does this with customers at times, which can be embarrassing. The patient has a history of using marijuana presently. He smokes 1 to 2 times a day, mostly in the evening hours. He's, as noted previously, he stated it helps him to eat and to sleep. The patient will have 1 to 2 drinks 3 times a week. He stated in the past he was a quote-unquote garbage head. He smoked crack and used cocaine for about 6 to 7 months. He was given a Vicodin pill and then turned to heroin. His last use of IV heroin was in 2007. He had 3 years of inpatient intensive rehabilitation, and he went to intensive outpatient rehabilitation for 1 to 2 years for his drug use. He denies any cravings for drugs. Prior to the intensive inpatient rehab, he had a few inpatient short stays at rehabilitation facilities. The patient was patient had psychiatric hospitalization somewhere between the ages of 11 to 13. He stated that his memory has blocked out some of these events. He was in St. Catharines for 24 hours, then Stony Brook for 24 hours, then was taken to Long Island Jewish Children's Hospital. The patient stated he stopped going to school, he slept all day, and had acting out behaviors such as punching walls. He stated that he was hard for his mother to control. He was put on antidepressants, which he remained on from the ages of 11 to 19, at which point he weaned himself off medication while in rehab. The patient has taken Zoloft and Wellbutrin in the past. He assumes they helped, having stayed on them for 8 years. Family history: the patient is adopted, so he does not know his biological history. He has biological, adoptive, and step parents. Medical history: the patient is allergic to amoxicillin. He gets a rash. He has no medical problems. He takes a multivitamin daily. His primary care doctor is Dr. Semenova in East Setauket. Surgical history: unremarkable. social history. The patient has a half-sister on his mother's side. He has a stepbrother on the father's side. He has one adoptive brother who is 6 years older than him. He has no relationship with this brother. He talks to his mother every other week on the phone. The patient works as a service advisor at a Jeep dealership. He has been there for 1 year. He has worked in dealerships most of his life. He started out as an auto mechanic. As noted previously, the patient has a girlfriend with whom he lives. He won't scratch that. Developmental history. The patient reported that there were no delays in his developmental milestones. He does not know the circumstances about his birth, but was adopted as a newborn. He did state that he had tantrums as a child. He was difficult to control. His parents were divorced when he was 5 years old. The patient attended alternative learning at BOCES. Impression, 35-year-old male presenting with symptoms of anxiety, depression, and attention deficits. Based upon mental status exam, screening tools, and history provided by the patient, findings are consistent with major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, generalized anxiety disorder, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder combined presentation. The patient's depression and anxiety seem to be of priority in treatment at this point. Non-stimulant medications for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder will be considered at a later date. Diagnosis, major depressive disorder, recurrent, moderate, generalized anxiety disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, combined presentation, plan, Wellbutrin, 150 milligrams PO daily times 1 week, then 300 milligrams PO daily thereafter, gabapentin, 300 milligrams PO BID to address anxiety.